So we have an exciting day today. We have Ramon and Angela DeSouce with us. And I wanted to just, if you're new here or haven't been with us for a little while, I want to kind of catch you up on our journey and then give you a like a 3-minute bio of these guys and how we know them. And then Ramon's going to be preaching, and he's going to be preaching in Spanish. And Shannon Durfee's going to be translating, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We have been praying about how, as a church, we can reach our community more effectively, which I don't know if anybody has noticed this last time you went to the store or dropped your kid off at school. We live in there's a large Hispanic population here in our community. And is it just okay if I just say this about our church, is that our church doesn't yet represent the population? Is that okay to admit, to own that? All right, and I think it's the Lord's will for us that we do. The Lord has a lot of people that he wants to call to be a part of this church. And so we have been praying, okay, Lord, how do we do this? And we've been on a journey through this whole process. And we had reached out to a family down in Mexico, the Serranos, and it looked like that was going to come together, and then that did not work out. But through that whole process, we realized, you know what, this is something that God's called us to. And so then it was like, okay, well, Lord, who do you have in store for us? And the day that we found out that they were not going to be able to come, that night, Katie and I were talking, and we were like, I wonder if Ramon and Angela DeSouce are supposed to be our Spanish-speaking pastors. Well, it's a little early in this. We just found out it's not the surrounding. So let's just kind of lay low on that. The next day I got a text from Pastor Jess, said, Lynn and I were talking last night. We wonder if Ramon and Angela DeSouce are supposed to be our Spanish-speaking pastors. Couple, 3 days later, Kyle sends Jess a text. Melody and I were talking last night, and we wonder if Ramon and Angela DeSouce are supposed to be our Spanish-speaking pastors. Meanwhile, Ramon is down at a national teachers conference in San Diego where there's teachers from all over the U.S. there, 3,000 teachers, and at his little table, a teacher from Monument Elementary School here in Quincy, Washington, was right there, and Ramon met her and goes, I know where Monument Elementary School is. And so the Lord is like working all this. He's working both sides of this equation. And so here we are today. We have asked Ramon and Angela DeSouce to come up and join our leadership team as our Spanish-speaking pastors. Now, this is going to still be a journey. They need to find a job. Ramon needs to find a job. He's a teacher. And so be praying for a teaching job to open up for him. They need to find a house. They need to, they haven't asked this, but I'm going to add this to the prayer request for you guys all. They need to find a Quincy winter snowworthy car that can haul them and their 4 kids, okay? So be praying about that. They 2-car it everywhere right now. And I don't think that's the will of God for them. So just let's be praying for them. That God, yeah, a big sled, yeah. that could be, nah, no, never mind. So would you all agree that, with us in prayer over this next, I'm believing few weeks, I'm not even believing months, that in the next few weeks, the Lord opens these doors for them and invite and just makes a way for them to join our team. And boy, it's going to be exciting to see what God does. Now, let me give you a little bit of a bio on these guys. Some of you guys know them because they have come up and visited us many, many times over the last 4 or 5 years that Katie and I have been here. And so some of you have been to our different football parties and whatnot and hung out with them and gotten to know them. But for those of you who haven't got a chance to know Ramon and Angela, let me give you a snapshot into a little bit about who they are. We first met them at City Bible Church, where Katie and I were down in Vancouver, Washington. And I think it was a week or two after we had met them, Ramon comes up to me and he says, hey, bro, I feel like I have a real word that you and I are going to be like David and Jonathan together in the work of the Lord. And that God's going to do something really significant. And I just want to let you know, bro, I just really love you. And I'm like, I met you like a week ago. And I can't remember, Ramon might remember my response, but it was like, yeah, I like you too, bro. You know? But you know what? There's a prophetic mantle on this man. He walks in a prophetic anointing, and the test of a prophet is that his prophetic word comes to pass. And it was just in the short course of time that the Lord just began to connect our hearts. And they asked if they could be our prayer covering, if we would allow them to come alongside of us and pray for us. And so for the course, I can't remember how long we did this, for 2 or 3 years, Katie and I were the young adults pastors at that time down in Vancouver, Washington. They would come over every month and pray for us. And it was in a very difficult time of our just walk as a family. We were going through some really deep financial things and some health things. And the Lord used Ramon and Angela in prayer as a prayer covering. No, most people don't even know about this, but for years they were faithful to come and just pray over us. They would just come and spend an hour or two just praying over us. And can I tell you, it made all the difference. Like, I remember one night that, I don't know if you have ever been here, maybe some of you are here right now, but we were going through a financial thing that was so deep for us that I was beginning to despair and think that this is going to be the way it'll probably always be. We'll probably always struggle financially. And maybe some of you come from a generational thing where your grandfather struggled, your dad struggled, and so you just think this is just how it's going to be. And as we're praying, I can literally remember the spot on the carpet where I was pacing back and forth in front of our piano that we had there. And the Spirit of God, as we're in this prayer time with Ramon and Angela, just spoke to me and says, that is a lie. And said, I will break this curse of poverty over you. And I began to, all of a sudden, it took every ounce of spiritual strength within me to begin to pray this way. I said, this will end. God will provide. He's going to break through. He's going to provide richly for us. And from that moment, something just lifted off of our spirit and broke through. These people have changed our lives. These are dear, dear people. And the Lord's used them in pretty significant ministry down in City Bible Church. If you don't know City Bible Church, it's a large non-denominational church that, again, Katie and I came from down in the Portland, Vancouver area. It's about, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000, something like that, probably on a weekend. And they have been the junior high pastors for 2 or 3 years at one of the campuses. And they just stepped out of that to take care of their own youth group of 4 kids that they have. And they were approached to actually be the Spanish-speaking pastors at the campus there. But I want you to know that God loves you more than City Bible Church. Because he has called them to join us. So, Ramona, would you come and speak the word of the Lord to us this morning? Angela, or Shannon, come join us.
Es un placer enorme para mi esposa y para mí estar aquí con ustedes.
It's an enormous pleasure for me and my wife to be here with you.
Estamos muy honrados.
We're very honored.
Por la oportunidad que nos da el pastor Jess.
To have the opportunity that Pastor Jess has given us.
De venir y predicar la palabra de Dios.
To come to preach the word of God.
Hemos predicado en el grupo juvenil.
We have been preaching in a youth group.
Aquí y mi esposa compartió en una reunión de mujeres.
I was here preaching in the youth group, and then my wife also participated in the women's group.
Y es la primera vez que tenemos la oportunidad de predicar a la iglesia.
And this is the first time we've had an opportunity to actually preach in the church.
¿Cuántos hablan español aquí?
How many people here speak Spanish?
Sí. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Yes. Glory to God.
dicen que es la lengua del cielo.
They say it's the language of the heavens.
Yo no dije eso.
I never said that.
Hay gente que dice eso.
There are people that say that.
No, yo no sé ni quién lo dijo. Es anónimo. Yo no sé quién lo dijo. Pero me siento como que estoy en una primera cita.
I feel like I'm on the first date.
Y cuando estás en una primera cita, tienes que impresionar.
When you're on a first date, you feel like you have to impress.
Pero yo no los voy a impresionar.
I'm not going to impress you.
Porque no tengo nada que impresionar.
I don't have anything to impress you with.
De hecho, voy a hacer algo que no se hace en la primera cita.
But in reality, I'm going to do something that you normally don't do on a first date.
Voy a hablarles de uno de mis temores.
I'm gonna share with you with one of my fears.
No sé si es un temor.
I don't know if it's a fear or a.
Tengo un respeto.
I have a respect.
Un respeto enorme.
A huge respect.
Por el agua.
For the water.
Lagos.
Lakes.
Ríos.
Rivers.
Y océanos.
Oceans.
No son mis preferidos.
I don't prefer them.
Me gusta nadar en la piscina.
I like to swim in a pool.
En la alberca me gusta. Esos cuerpos de agua más grandes.
Those bodies of water that are more large, that are larger.
Mucho respeto.
I have a lot of respect for them.
No me juzguen, ¿eh?
No, I'm sorry. Don't judge me.
Sí, no
don't
me
judge
juzguen.
Me, please.
Porque cada uno tiene su temor.
Everybody
¿verdad?
Has their fears. Don't judge me. Everybody works differently.
Cuerpos de agua es muy grande.
Very large bodies of water.
Algunos años atrás.
A few years before.
David me invitó a ir a hacer kayak.
David invited me to go kayaking.
Y entonces pusimos los kayaks en el agua.
So we put the two kayaks in the water.
Y empecé a remar.
And I began to paddle.
Y vi las plantas.
And I saw the plants.
Y parecía que el agua estaba muy profunda.
And it looked like the water was very deep.
Y me estaba diciendo en mi mente.
And I was saying in my mind.
Sigue remando.
Keep paddling.
Sigue remando.
Keep paddling.
No mires.
Don't look.
Y los otros estaban remando más fuerte.
And everybody else is going real fast and stronger.
Keep estaba remando muy fuerte.
Keep was going real strong.
Y David también.
David was also going
good.
Y
yo estaba tratando de remar con ellos.
And I was trying to keep up and paddle with them.
Y llegó a un punto donde todos nos detuvimos.
And we got to a point where we all stopped.
Decidieron entrar al agua.
And they decided to get in the water.
Porque hacía mucha calor.
Because it was really hot outside.
Y como yo soy hombre también.
And I'm a man too. And I'm a guy.
Tenía mi chaleco.
I had my life jacket.
Y no sé qué entró dentro de mí.
And I don't know what came over me.
Y me tiré.
And I fell. No.
Mucho temor.
I was really scared.
¿Verdad? Y me agarré del kayak.
And I held onto the kayak.
Y en el agua.
And in the water.
Me entró el pánico.
And while I was in the water, came the panic.
Y entonces quería entrar al kayak otra vez.
And so I wanted to get back in the kayak.
Pero se trabó el chaleco con el remo que estaba ahí.
But the life jacket got tangled up with the rim that was there.
Y no podía subir.
And I couldn't get up.
Y empecé a entrar en pánico.
And I started to panic as I was struggling.
David me vio.
Saw me.
Y entonces vino a ayudarme.
And so he came to help me.
Porque yo no podía.
I couldn't do it.
El pánico era mucho.
The panic was enormous.
Y tengo que decirles.
And I have to tell you.
Yo tuve dos experiencias con el agua.
And I've had two experiences with water.
Que no fueron buenas.
That weren't good.
Casi me ahogo dos veces.
I've almost drowned twice.
En Orlando, Florida,
in
me pasó.
Orlando, Florida, this happened.
Y en Panamá, de donde soy.
In Panama, from where I'm from.
Entonces, pueden entender mi temor.
And so now you can understand my fear.
No es una cosa de la mente.
No, it's not a mental thing.
Pero el año pasado.
But last year.
Fui a Cabo San Lucas.
I went to Cabo San Lucas.
Con un grupo para hacer un viaje misionero.
And so with a group to do a missionary trip.
Entonces, en el océano,
there in the ocean,
me tiré.
I fell.
Me tiré. No, oh, yo me tiré.
I went in. I went into the ocean.
Con chaleco salvavidas.
With my life jacket, of course.
Y nadé.
And I went swimming.
Hasta una roca.
Out to a rock.
No sé qué pasó.
I don't know what happened.
No sé qué entró en mi cabeza.
I don't know what happened in my, what came into my mind.
Pero lo hice.
But I did it.
Vencí mi temor.
What?
Vencí mi temor.
Oh, I overcame my fear.
Un poquito.
A little bit.
Aplaudan, pues. Vencí mi temor.
A clap for me. Applause.
Gracias. Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias. Nosotros vamos a estudiar hoy.
We're gonna study today.
Ezequiel 47.
Ezequiel 27.
47.
Oh, I'm sorry. 47.
Ezequiel 47.
Ezequiel 47.
Vamos a leer del 1 al 12.
From 1 to 12.
Shannon lo va a leer en inglés.
I'm going to read it in English as soon as I get it out.
Y si tienes una Biblia, si lees en español, sigue mientras ella lee.
And if you have a Spanish Bible, go ahead and just follow along as she reads.
Un aplauso para Shannon, por favor. Un aplauso para Shannon.
Okay, Ezequiel 47, 1 through 12. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the south north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing from the south side. As a man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the water. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arab, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes flesh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from En Gedi to En Glaim. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kind, like the fish of the great sea. But with the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. But the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing."
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Dios, te damos gracias por esta mañana.
Lord, we give you thanks for this morning.
Porque tú eres bueno.
Because you are good.
Y porque tus misericordias son para siempre.
Because your mercies are for forever.
Te pedimos que esta palabra,
we ask for this word,
sea como una buena semilla,
would be a good seed
en nuestros corazones,
in our hearts,
y que dé fruto,
and that it would give fruit.
100%.
100%.
Dios,
Lord,
envía tu palabra,
send your word,
y haz con ella,
and do with her,
lo que tú quieras en nuestras vidas,
what you want in our lives.
Cámbianos,
change us,
transfórmanos,
transform us,
a tu imagen y semejanza,
and into your image.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Ven mar adentro.
Come in deeper.
Ese es el título de mi mensaje. That's ven mar adentro.
That is the title of my message. Come
ven
in deeper.
Ven mar adentro.
Come further in, get it deeper.
Dios está llamando a esta iglesia.
God is calling this church.
Como congregación.
As a congregation.
Y como individuos.
And as individuals.
A ir mar adentro.
Come in deeper.
Si quieres alcanzar,
if you want to reach,
las cosas que nunca has alcanzado,
that things that you've never reached to,
tienes que hacer,
you have to,
que cosas que nunca has hecho,
do things that you've never done before,
pensar cosas que nunca has pensado,
think things that you've never thought before,
hablar cosas que nunca has hablado,
speak words that you've never spoken before.
Va a tomar eso
it's going to take that
para alcanzar los planes que Dios
the plans of God.
Tiene para esta comunidad.
That is what he has for this community.
Esta iglesia.
That's what he has for this church.
Entonces nos llama como congregación
so he has called us as a congregation
y como individuos
and as individuals
a hacer esto.
To do this.
Muchos teólogos
many theologists
dicen que, el agua,
say that the water
en este pasaje,
in this passage
es un símbolo,
it's a symbol
de la palabra de Dios.
Of the word of God.
Como la palabra de Dios sale del este del templo,
so as the water is coming out of the temple
de Jerusalén,
of Jerusalem
hacia el mundo.
Out to the world.
Y habla de que el hombre,
and it speaks of how the man,
el hombre me llevó, el hombre me guió.
Oh, the man guides me.
Hermeneutically. Hermeneutically, yo voy a estirar.
I am going to stretch.
El símbolo del hombre.
The symbol of man.
Y voy a decir.
And I'm going to say.
Que es el Espíritu Santo.
That is the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo nos lleva.
And the Holy Spirit carries us.
El Espíritu Santo nos guía.
The Holy Spirit guides us.
Si el Espíritu Santo no te está llevando.
If the Holy Spirit isn't taking you.
Y tú estás llevando tu vida.
And if you are taking your life.
Entonces no va a terminar bien.
No, it's not going to finish well.
Pero el Espíritu Santo es quien nos lleva.
But the Holy Spirit is what takes us.
Él es quien nos guía.
He is who
guides
us. Fíjate
que dice allí.
It's, look that it says here.
El hombre me guió. The
man took me. He guided me. He guided me.
Entonces partimos.
So we
del hecho de que Dios nos está llevando a hacer esto.
So we divide it that and realize that God is taking us to do this.
No es idea del hombre.
It's not an ideal man thing.
Es la idea de Dios.
It's God's idea.
Dios está llevando.
God is taking us.
Si usamos el enfoque,
if we take in the focus of
de la palabra de Dios,
the word of God,
como el agua,
as the like the water,
quiero presentarles,
I want to present to you,
los efectos,
the effects,
de las diferentes profundidades,
the different of the effects of the different depths,
de la palabra de Dios,
of the word of God,
en nuestra vida,
in our lives,
cómo nos afecta,
how does it affect us.
Sí, entonces hablemos de el agua hasta los tobillos.
So we talked about the water that goes up to your ankles.
¿Cuántos han tenido el agua hasta los tobillos?
And how many of you have had the water up to your ankles?
Sí. Cuando el agua está hasta los tobillos.
And then the water is up to your ankles.
Es como una persona.
It's like a person
que tal vez conoce a Cristo.
That maybe knows about Christ.
O no.
Or doesn't know about Christ.
Viene a la iglesia.
He comes to church.
Y escucha al pastor.
He listens to the pastor.
Predicar.
Preach.
Dios te quiere bendecir.
God wants to bless
Dios
him.
Dios quiere darte riquezas.
What? Oh, God wants to give him riches.
Y tú dices, amén.
And
tú dices, amén.
And you say, amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Y cuando el pastor predica,
and when the pastor preaches,
la siguiente semana,
the next week,
levanta tu cruz,
you lift your cross,
y sígueme,
and you follow me.
Y dices,
and you're just
no
like,
sé si es para mí.
I don't know if that's for me.
Cuando el pastor dice,
and when the pastor says,
tu carne tiene que morir,
your flesh needs to die, I don't know if that's for me.
Y como el agua está hasta los tobillos,
and as the water is only to your ankles, it's easy to walk out.
Es fácil de salir del agua.
It's easy to come out of that water.
Porque no hay peligro.
Because you haven't lost anything.
No hay peligro. Me
there's,
salgo.
There's no loss.
No es para mí.
That's not ¿verdad? For me.
La palabra dice,
the word says,
en Primera de Corintios 2:14.
1 Corinthians 2:14. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 2:14.
Si lo tienen, pueden buscarlo. Primera de Corintios 2:14 dice que para el hombre natural,
for the maternal,
natural?
natural for the natural man.
Las cosas de Dios son locura. Las cosas de Dios son locura.
Oh, the things of God are crazy.
¿Verdad? Entonces, si el pastor dice, hay que dar.
And so right when the pastor says you need to give.
Hay que dar dinero.
You have to give money.
¿Para el pastor? No.
But for the pastor, no.
El pastor va a agarrar el dinero.
The pastor is going to take my money.
Me salgo del agua.
I'm going to come out of the water.
No hay peligro.
There's I won't lose over that.
No hay peligro.
There's no danger.
Agua hasta las rodillas.
Water up to the knees.
Con el agua hasta las rodillas.
With the water up to the knees.
El compromiso es un poco mayor.
The commitment's a little bit more.
¿Verdad? Sientes el agua.
You feel the water up to your knees.
Y a veces.
And sometimes.
Pienso que tratamos a Dios.
We think towards God.
Como un amigo con derecho.
As a friend with. With beliefs.
Benefits,
I'm sorry. Friends with benefits.
Dios, dame todo lo bueno.
God gives me everything good.
Y cuando las cosas no están bien.
And when the things aren't so good.
Esto no es para mí.
That's not for me.
Es muy difícil.
It's very difficult.
Dios, yo no quiero que mi familia esté enferma.
I don't want that my family be sick.
No me pidas cosas difíciles.
Don't ask difficult things of me.
Puedes entrar en mi casa.
You can come into my house.
Pero este cuarto y este cuarto. No
but that
entrar.
Room and that room and that room, you're
no,
not invited
no
to. You're not welcome.
No, Dios, no.
God,
el agua
no,
está
thank you.
Fría.
The water's cold.
Me voy a salir.
I'm going to come out.
¿Qué? Es tu compromiso.
And that's your commitment.
Cuando la palabra de Dios
when the word of God confronts
tu estilo de vida,
your lifestyle,
tienes que decidir.
You have to decide.
Si la palabra de Dios no te está transformando,
if the word of God is not transforming you,
entonces, ¿qué está haciendo?
Then what are you doing?
Primera de Corintios 3:1.
1 Corinthians 1, I'm sorry, 3:1.
Pablo está hablando con los corintios.
Paul is speaking with the Corinthians.
Y dice, quise tratarlos como espirituales.
I want to treat you as spirituals.
Pero no puedo.
But I can't.
Tengo que tratarlos como bebés.
I have to treat you like babies.
Porque no estaban listos.
You're not ready.
Y entonces, si el agua está hasta la rodilla.
And so if the water is only up to the knees.
Y no quiero ir más adelante.
And I don't want to go in further.
Entonces. Ya no puedo hacer más nada. Estoy estancado.
I can't do anything right there. I'm strained.
Estoy estancado en mi crecimiento.
Oh, I am estancado. I am stuck in my growing.
No puedo crecer más en Dios.
I can't do more in God.
Porque no quiero comprometer más mi vida.
Because I don't want to commit more of myself.
Agua hasta la cintura.
The water up to the waist.
¿Verdad? Cuando el agua está a la cintura.
So when the water is up to your waist.
Entonces sientes la corriente.
You feel the current.
Sientes la presión.
You feel the pressure.
¿Verdad? Y hay que plantar los pies.
Right? You really have to get your feet down.
Porque la corriente.
Because the current.
Te quiere llevar.
It wants to take you.
En una dirección.
And in that direction.
Y
in one
tú
direction.
Dices,
and
no.
You're like, no.
Pero sientes la corriente.
But you feel the current.
Si estás caminando con Dios.
So if you are walking with Christ,
tienes
to
que
God,
sentir la
you
presión
have
de la corriente.
Feel the pressure of the current.
La corriente te está llevando
the,
en una dirección.
The current is taking you in that direction.
Tu trabajo es ir en esa dirección.
And your work is to go in that direction.
No resistir.
You to not resist.
Tienes que ir en la dirección de
you
Dios.
You have to go in the direction of God.
Tal vez Dios te está llamando.
Maybe God is calling you.
A que des testimonio de él.
That so that you would make, give testimony of him.
En tu trabajo.
In your work.
En tu comunidad.
In your community.
Y cuando tienes la oportunidad.
And when you have the opportunity.
A lo mejor dices, ah, no.
And maybe sometimes, oh no, you feel
está
like
muy profunda el
it's
agua.
Very deep, the water is
y te
deep.
Echas para atrás.
And you try and get pulled back.
Dios te da la oportunidad.
God is giving you the opportunity.
Te abre la puerta.
To open the door.
Uy, me siento mal, tengo un dolor aquí.
I'm tired, man. I don't feel good. I've got a pain
here. Y tú
tienes
la oportunidad de orar.
And you have an opportunity to
pero
pray.
No oras.
But I'm sorry?
No oras por la persona.
But you don't pray.
Se te fue la oportunidad.
There goes your opportunity.
Otra persona te dice, tengo problemas en mi matrimonio.
Another person comes into you and talks to you, I have problems in my marriage, and you're like, oh, I don't know.
Y te da pena.
And you get shy or you get embarrassed.
Te da temor.
And you get feared.
Y no quieres orar por la persona.
And you don't want to pray for that person.
¿Verdad?
Right?
Sientes la presión.
But you feel that pressure.
La corriente.
The current.
Te está llevando.
It's carrying you.
Plantas los pies.
You plant your feet and you don't move.
Tal vez Dios te está llamando a dar más.
Maybe God is calling you to give more.
Y dices,
la
corriente está muy fuerte.
But the current is very strong.
Me puedo salir.
I can leave.
Porque el agua está hasta aquí.
Because the water's only up to here.
No hay peligro.
There's no danger.
Me puedo salir.
I can get out.
Pero Dios quiere que respondas.
But God wants you to respond.
A la presión del
agua.
To
the pressure of the water.
Porque él te quiere transformar.
Because he wants to transform you.
Él quiere hacer algo en tu vida.
He wants to do something in your life.
Luego está el agua.
And then later the water is.
Que está muy profunda.
It's very deep.
Dice que el hombre lo llevó.
It says that the man took him.
Y el agua estaba muy profunda.
And the water was very deep.
Y solo se puede nadar.
All you had to do was swim.
Porque está muy profunda.
Because it was very deep.
Y me parece interesante.
It's very interesting to me
que él dice eso.
That he says that.
El agua está muy profunda that para cruzarla caminando.
That the water was so deep for it to be able to cross as walking. You couldn't walk.
Entonces Dios,
and so God
quiere tener control,
wants to have control
de tu vida,
of your life.
Quiere llevarte,
he wants to take you
en una dirección,
in one direction.
Específica.
Very specific.
Y tu trabajo es dejarte llevar.
Is to let him take you.
Dejarte llevar.
Let him take you.
Miren, cuando estuvimos aquí hace dos semanas,
when we were here 2 weeks ago,
Katie nos llevó a Crescent Bar.
Katie took us down to Crescent Bar.
Muy bonito el lugar.
It's very beautiful.
Muy bonito. Estábamos ahí.
It's very beautiful. We were there.
Y Jude, hijo de David y Katie, dice, Ramón, entra.
Jude was the son of David and Katie. He said, come on, get in.
Entra.
Come out.
El agua está rica.
The river feels good.
Y yo entré.
And so I got in.
Agua hasta los tobillos.
Water up into my ankles or my knees.
Está muy fría el agua.
And I said, no, it's really cold.
Y él está acá.
And he's way out here. He's out
está
here.
Rica el agua.
It's nice, the water. Come on,
y
get
yo estoy
in,
acá.
And I'm over here.
Agua hasta los tobillos.
No, water up to my ankles. You're like, no, I'm good.
No, estoy bien aquí.
I'm good.
Yo no necesito nadar.
I don't need to swim.
Y esta Katie.
And then this Katie.
Katie dice,
she says,
Ramón, tienes años aquí en Estados Unidos.
You have years in the United States.
Dije, no me juzgues.
¿What?
No me juzgues.
No me juzgues. Juzgues. Oh, don't judge me.
Yo soy latino.
I am latino.
Yo nací en un país tropical.
I was born in a tropical country.
Siempre seré latino.
I will always be latino.
Aunque ya estoy haciendo mis papeles para hacerme americano.
But yeah, I am doing my paperwork to become an American.
Americano.
Americano. American.
Pero soy latino.
But I'm Latino.
Pero está fría.
The water is cold.
Cuando estaba en Cabo.
When I was in Cabo.
El agua no estaba muy fría.
The water wasn't very cold.
El agua estaba deliciosa.
So great.
Y las muchachas que estaban con nosotros.
The girls that were with us.
Se fueron mar adentro.
They went really far in.
Yo no las podía ver.
I could barely see
them. No veo bien sin lentes.
I couldn't see them without my glasses.
Y estuvieron como una hora.
And they were out there for like an hour.
Y yo dije,
and I was like, what?
Y yo estaba en la orilla.
And I was over here on the edge.
En la orilla.
Right on
si me iba muy, muy afuera.
And if I got out there too far,
regresaba.
I was like, oh no, I'll come back in.
Pero ¿saben qué?
But you know what?
Ellas la pasaron muy bien.
They went out and they had a great time out
ellas
there.
La pasaron muy bien.
They had a great time.
Y la verdad,
and in truth,
es que yo quisiera estar allá afuera
because
con ellas.
It was because I wanted to be out there with them.
Pasándola bien con ellas.
I wanted to be out there with
pero
them.
Me quedé en la orilla.
But I stayed on the edge.
Donde no hay peligro.
Where there is no danger.
donde yo estoy en control.
And where I'm in control.
Y donde yo, pues, si algo pasa,
if something happened, I can get
estoy
out.
Afuera rápido.
I'm out fast.
Y siento que Dios,
and I feel like God,
como Jude estaba
like
diciendo, ven.
Jude was saying, come out, come out. God is saying, come.
Ven más profundo.
Get deeper, get
ven
deeper.
Más profundo, mar adentro.
Come in Rima more.
Adentro.
Come in more.
¿Sabes por qué?
You know why?
Porque en la orilla,
because the edge,
no pasa mucho.
Not a lot happens
out there.
Te lo voy
a demostrar.
I'm going to show you.
Dice en el verso 9.
It says in verse 9.
Dice, y toda alma viviente que nadare por donde quiera que entrar en estos dos ríos vivirá, y habrá muchísimos peces por haber entrado allá a estas aguas, y recibirán sanidad, y vivirá todo lo que entrare en el río.
Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live.
Yo no soy pescador.
I am not a fisherman.
Yo pesco hombres.
I fish for men.
Pero peces no.
But fish no.
No, nunca lo he hecho.
I've never done it.
Pero sé.
I know.
Que si estás en la orilla.
But if you're on the edge.
No puedes pescar mucho.
And if you don't fish a lot.
No puedes pescar, no hay peces.
There's not a lot of fish there.
Cierto.
It's true, right?
¿Cuántos pescan aquí?
How many people here are fishers?
En la orilla no hay peces.
On the edge there are no
tienes
fish.
Que ir adentro.
You have to go in.
Tienes que ir
you
más
have to
adentro.
Go out. You have to go further in.
Jesús le dijo a los discípulos,
Jesus said to the disciples,
boga más adentro.
Go out further.
¿Y entonces qué pasó?
And then what happened?
Agarraron tantos peces,
they had so many
que
fish
la red se estaba
that the
rompiendo.
Net was breaking.
Mar adentro hay peces.
Go in further and there's fish.
Muchos,
lots,
no pocos.
Not a little.
Dice que toda clase
it says
de peces.
Every creature of fish, every type of fish.
Dios quiere traer toda clase de gente aquí adentro.
God wants to bring every type of people here.
Toda clase de gente aquí adentro.
Every type of person yeah. here.
In, pero hay que ir mar adentro.
But we have to go further in.
Para poder agarrar esos peces.
To be able to go in and grab those fish.
¿Qué es mar adentro para ti?
What is further in for you?
Lo que es para ti es diferente de otra persona.
What is further in for you is different for another person.
Pero hay que ir mar adentro.
But you have to go in further.
Si no, no hay peces.
See, if you don't, there is no fish.
Dice que habrá sanidad.
¿Habrá sanidad? ¿Mande? Oh, there is healing.
Dice que habrá sanidad.
There will be healing.
Si vas mar adentro, las aguas van a traer sanidad.
If you go in further, the waters will bring healing.
Todo lo que entre las aguas vivirá.
Everything that goes into the waters will live.
Hay vida en abundancia en las aguas.
They live in abundance in the water.
No en la orilla.
Not on the edge.
En las aguas.
In the waters.
Donde las aguas de Dios te cubren.
Where the waters of God cover you.
Totalmente.
Completely.
Dice en Juan 7:38.
It says in John 7:38.
Que ríos de
that
agua
the,
viva.
The rivers of living water.
Jesús dijo, ríos de agua
Jesus
viva.
Said rivers of living water.
Fluirán por tu ser.
Will flow through your being.
Si creyeres.
See if you believe.
Ríos.
Rivers.
Dice aquí.
If it says right here.
Que hay una sección.
There's a section.
Del agua.
That the water.
Donde no fluye.
That doesn't flow.
Se estanca.
It's stuck.
Hace como una semana.
And it cut, and about, I'm sorry, about a week ago.
Ángela cocinó algo.
And Angela was cooking something.
Sí, ella siempre cocina. Cocina muy bien.
She's muy always rico. Cooking. She cooks very well.
Pero la olla estaba sucia.
But the pan was dirty.
Y yo puse agua.
And I put water.
Y lo dejé ahí.
And I left it there.
Y lo dejé como 3-4 días.
And I left it there for 3 or 4 days.
Y cuando regresé,
and when she,
ya
when,
saben.
And when I went to go clean it, you
cocina,
know.
Está oliendo algo feo.
I went into the kitchen and you know how it is. You smell something horrible.
Y dije, ¿qué es eso? ¿Será la basura?
What is that? Is that the trash?
Y vi,
and
había,
I saw,
había como una cobertura sobre la superficie.
There was like a, over the ring of the water in the pan was growing.
Y olía horrendo.
It smelled horrible.
Agua estancada.
The stuck water.
Cuando el agua no fluye por ti.
When the water doesn't flow with you, in you.
Es estanca.
It's stuck.
Y huele.
And it stinks.
Huele.
Horrible.
Dios.
God.
Agua.
Water.
Y tiene que salir.
And you have to go out.
Tiene que salir.
It has to go out.
Tiene que salir.
It has to go out.
Si no sale.
If it doesn't come out.
It
stinks.
Huele
and
mal.
It stinks bad. Preach it.
Pero dice que hay bendición en las aguas.
But it says that there is blessing in the waters.
Gracias.
Necesite ayuda.
Gracias, pastor. Se me salió. Sí, el grupo de alabanza puede venir y.
Yeah, if the worship team wants to come up.
Sí, es el tiempo.
It's time.
Hay bendición en las aguas de Dios.
There is blessings in the water of God.
Dios quiere hacer algo grande.
God wants to do something big.
Pero va a tomar sacrificio.
But it's going to take sacrifice.
De cada uno de ustedes.
That from every one of you.
Y yo estoy sacrificando también cosas.
And I'm also sacrificing things.
Vamos a venir aquí.
We're going to move here.
Les voy a ser sinceros.
And I'm going to be sincere.
Transparente.
I'm going to be transparent.
Yo, pues, nosotros lloramos.
We've cried.
Yo lloré primero.
I cried first.
Pues sí. porque mi esposa es mitad mexicana, mitad alemana.
Because my wife is half Mexican and half German.
La parte alemana.
The German part.
Estuvo muy fuerte.
It was very strong.
Yo lloré.
I cried.
Le dije, vamos a estar lejos de tu familia.
I said we're going to be far away from your family.
Y ella dice, pero tú sabes
but
esto
you
y
know
esto.
This and that.
Y luego una semana después.
And a week later.
Ella lloró.
She cried.
Por las mismas cosas.
For the same things.
Y estuvimos así.
And we were doing this back
después.
And forth.
Y estamos dejando muchas cosas atrás.
We are leaving a lot of things behind.
Por hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do the will of God.
Y todos vamos a tener que sacrificar.
We all have to do sacrifice.
Para alcanzar lo que Dios tiene para nosotros.
To get to what God has for us.
Mi sacrificio es diferente al tuyo.
My sacrifice is going to be different from yours.
Pero si queremos alcanzar lo que nunca hemos alcanzado.
But if we want to reach what we've never reached before.
Vamos a tener que sacrificar
we
algo.
We have to sacrifice.
Pero la bendición, la recompensa.
The reward.
Reward. Es mucho más grande.
It's much bigger.
De lo que vas a dejar atrás.
From what you are leaving
es
behind.
Es mucho más grande.
It's much bigger.
De lo que vas a dejar. Sí, aplaude. Porque es mucho más grande.
Because
it's
yes, clap. Because it is much greater. It's much greater. It's much better.
De lo que vas a dejar atrás.
Than what you are leaving behind.
Dios tiene cosas grandes para esta iglesia.
God has many big things for this church.
Y todos estamos unidos en esto.
And everybody is united in that.
Todos estamos unidos.
Everybody is together.
Todos estamos brazo en brazo,
everybody
caminando
arm
juntos.
In arm, together.
Y entonces,
and so,
estamos listos.
Are we ready?
Estamos listos para
we're
entrar
ready.
Más profundo
we're
a las aguas de Dios.
We're ready to walk in further, to be deeper with God.
En el agua hasta los tobillos.
If you're in water at ankle deep,
da un paso más adelante.
Go a step further.
Si estás en agua hasta las rodillas,
if you're in water up to your
da
knees,
un paso más adelante.
Give him a little another step forward.
Si estás en agua hasta la cintura,
and if you're in water up to your waist,
empieza a nadar.
Keep swimming. Start swimming.
Empieza a nadar en
start
las aguas de Dios.
In the waters of God.
Porque Dios se está moviendo.
Because God is moving.
Y yo no quiero que estés en la orilla.
And I don't want you to be on the edge.
Mirando a los otros.
Watching the others.
Divirtiéndose.
¿Mande?
Divirtiéndose.
Oh, watching the others have fun.
Haciendo la voluntad de
doing
Dios.
The word, the will of God.
Y tú estás aquí.
And you're out here on the edge.
Solo mirando.
Just watching.
¿Cuándo van a regresar?
When are they going to come?
Nadie va a regresar.
Nobody's going to come back.
Tú tienes que ir.
You have to go out there.
Ellos no van a venir a ti.
They're not going to come out
tú
to you.
Tú tienes que ir.
You have to go out.
Pongámonos en pie.
Let's stand up.
Saben, hay árboles con mucho fruto.
Know that there are trees with lots of fruit.
La palabra de Dios dice que
the word of God says,
serás como árbol plantado.
You will be like a planted tree.
Junto a corrientes de agua.
Next to the currents of water.
Salmo 1.
Psalms 1.
Que da su fruto en su tiempo.
You will have fruit in your time.
Y su hoja no cae.
And your leaves will not fall.
Y todo lo que hace prosperará.
And everything you do will prosper.
Eso es lo que dice la palabra
That's
de Dios.
What the word of God says.
Si en tu corazón estás listo,
and if in your heart you are ready
para dar un paso más,
to take one step further,
adelante en las aguas de Dios,
to further into the waters of God,
quiero que ores conmigo.
I want you to pray with me.
Si hay alguien aquí en este lugar,
if there's someone here in this place
que no conoce a Dios,
that does not know God,
que no tiene a Cristo en su corazón,
does not have Jesus in their heart,
me gustaría orar por ti.
I would love to pray for you.
Si esa persona está aquí,
if that person is here,
por favor, levanta la mano.
Raise your hand, please.
Y me gustaría orar contigo.
And I want to pray for you.
Si estás aquí, dices,
if you
necesito
are here
a Cristo.
And you say, I need Christ.
El Espíritu de Dios está aquí.
The Holy Spirit of God is here.
Y te dice, ven.
And he says, come,
ven conmigo.
Come with me.
Quiero mostrarte cosas.
I want to show you things.
Cosas que ojo no yo.
Things that your eyes have never seen and your ears have never heard.
Ni han subido al corazón del hombre. Things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard are the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Dios, te damos gracias.
Lord God, we give you thank you.
Por esta mañana.
For this morning.
Por este momento.
For this moment.
De la iglesia.
For the church.
Comunidad de fe.
The community of faith.
Esta comunidad.
This community.
Va a dar un paso de fe.
Are going to take a step of faith.
En las cosas a las que tú las has llamado.
To the things that you have called us to.
Un paso de fe más adentro.
A step of faith further in.
A las aguas que tú tienes.
Into the waters that you have.
Tú quieres que ellos te sigan.
That you want them to follow in.
Hay cosas que tú quieres que alcancen.
There are things that you want them to reach.
Y les dices comunidad
and
de fe.
And you say faith community.
Comunidad de fe.
Faith community.
Ven conmigo.
Come with me.
Ven conmigo.
Come with
adentro.
Me. Come in deeper.
Ven conmigo.
Come in with me.
Yo te enseñaré.
I will show you.
Yo te mostraré.
I will teach you.
Cómo alcanzar.
How to reach.
Las almas.
To the souls.
En este lugar.
Into this place.
Hay peces esperando.
There are fish waiting.
Hay peces esperando.
There are fish waiting.
Toda clase de peces.
Every type of fish.
Esperándote.
Every waiting for you.
Agarra tu bote.
Grab your bucket.
Agarra tu bote.
Your boat. Grab
y
your boat.
And
come out into the waters. Come out further, deeper.
Estamos listos, Dios.
Are we right? We are ready, Jesus.
Estamos listos.
We are ready, God.
Danos valentía. Valentía.
Oh, we have the courage.
Danos valentía.
Give us courage.
Para hacer.
To do.
Lo que nunca hemos hecho.
Something that we have never done.
Para decir.
To say.
Lo que nunca hemos dicho.
What we've never ever said.
Para soñar.
To hear.
Para soñar.
To dream.
Las cosas que nunca hemos soñado.
Things that we've never dreamed before.
Para pensar.
To think.
Las cosas que tú quieres que pensemos.
The things that you want us to think.
Yes. Danos valentía, Dios.
Give us courage, Jesus.
Danos ánimo, Señor.
Give us encouragement. Yes.
Para hacer estas cosas.
To do these things.
Yes. Juntos.
Together.
Lo lograremos.
We praise you.
Juntos.
Together.
Lo vamos a hacer.
We will do it together.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.